Extinction Rebellion climate wackos vandalize NYC Tesla dealership on Earth Day. By Lucas Nolan on April 23, 2025. Two climate extremists wound up in handcuffs Tuesday after they allegedly vandalized a Manhattan Tesla dealership as part of Extinction Rebellion NYC's Earth Day protest against CEO Elon Musk. AMNI reports that activists from climate alarmist group Extinction Rebellion NYC staged a surprise protest against Elon Musk outside a Manhattan Tesla dealership just after noon on Tuesday. The demonstrators, armed with spray cans, began scrawling anti-Musk messages over the windows of the dealership, writing "Doge" with a cross through it, "Fuck Elon," and "We do not consent." Prospective Tesla buyers and bystanders looked on in shock as the protesters expressed their dissent in green and red spray paint. The vandalism was aimed at making a statement against Musk, who was appointed by President Trump as the leader of the newly formed Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. In this role, Musk has been tasked with slashing funding and staffing deemed wasteful at numerous government agencies. Officers from the 6th Precinct quickly arrived at the scene, allegedly yanking a spray paint can out of one vandal's hand and immediately taking him into custody. "Planet over profits," the protester defiantly stated as he was led away in handcuffs. Another vandal, showing his paint-covered hands to police, quipped, "You caught me red-handed." However, the protesters revealed that they had used non-destructive paint that could be easily washed away. Extinction Rebellion, a global environmental extremist movement, defended the vandalism as a necessary act to send a strong message to the Trump administration. In a statement, the group said, "As democratic rights get eroded, the time for niceties is long since past. Mass marches will not save us. Trump knows this. Trump counts on this. We have been unable to stop him from tearing our institutions apart, just as we have been helpless to avoid the climate breakdown, as the world dies around us. The social contract between the government and its citizens is broken. We refuse to be bystanders like the Democrats. We refuse to wait for this emergency to proceed beyond the point of no return." Read more at AMNI here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.